So be Eidim and Achai. You can't even give this piece of meat to a goy to eat. It's not called a food. If you could give it to a goy, it's not Eidim and Achai, you'll be Mutter. It'll be Mekabel Tumas Eichlin. But food that Eidim and Achai, that has an issue even to a goy, if Shimon holds, there's no, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumas, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumas. And Kori Eichel. Or Malay Reb Zeyl Rabasi, Duma maybe no. Duma maybe time of the, you know what the reason of Reb Shimon is time of the Reb Shimon Hossam, Hoy Lamura Mura. Maybe it's different than our Mishnah. Shimon holds maybe because since it's still attached to the Baal Chai, this meat that's hanging or the limb that's hanging. The reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah, not because he can't feed it to a goy, but maybe because since it's still attached to the behemoth, it's called part of the behemoth, it's called part of the Baal Chai. And therefore, it's not Mekabel, therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. Because it's still a Baal Chai, but maybe once it's dead completely, even though it's an Eivim Menachai, maybe it would be Mekabel Tumah Seichlin. The time we learned. Yichru, you have this branch, Shelteina, from a fig tree. Shenifshach, it broke off. Umura, the klipa, still attached a little bit by its bark. So Yehuda mitar, Yehuda holds that the Paris is Torah, can't be Mekabel Tumah, it's still called Mechubah. The Chom Maimrim, no, it depends. In Yochol, Lechayis, if the fruit could live for this attachment, so Torah, then of other, the fruit is still called growing, it's still attached to Zama Mekabel Tumah. The Yimlav, if the branch cannot live, the fruit cannot live, then Tamei. For Yamiloch, and I say back, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he says here it's Tor? Why? Ar Lechura, it can't live anymore, so why does he say it's Tor? The Yamarati Lon, and you said back to me, the Torah says, Hayulamura Mura, that since Lamaisa, the branch is still attached, even though it's only by the bark, and even though the tree can't live the way it is now, but since it's attached, it's still called Mechuba Lekarka. Therefore, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So maybe that's Pshat Reb Shimon also by us. That since the meat or the limb is still attached to the behemoth, it's called like a Baal Chai. That's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. Omalei, it's said like this. Mura Mura. Ela the Gemara says like this. The sheep has Gis Ela. Ela Omalei Amitziyosa. Maybe Reb Shimon is going on the middle part of the Mishnah. Maybe like this. It says, Nishchotah behemoth. If you shech this behemoth, so hukshra bedomeho. Then the meat becomes huksha Mekabel Tumah from the shechit to divrei Rabbi Meir. If Shimonai Malay huksha, no, it doesn't become huksha. It doesn't become huksha. So on this, the question is why not? On Rabbi Yechonon, my time of Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? On Makru, on this, he went to say, the pasuk says, Mikolo oichol ashei yochol. That means oichol shati yochol achil lacherim. Food that's possible to give even to a goy, kor yochol, that's called the food. But over here, since it has a shame, Eivim and Achai will be Oichol, Shiyat, Yochol, Achil, Lacherim. Here, since this is Eivim and Achai, it's Nisi even to give it to a goy. And a Kori Oichol is not called food. So that's why, even though Yeshech the mother, Yeshech the behemoth, the piece of meat is not Huch Shakabot Tumah. Meaning to say it's not called an Oichol, it can't be Makabot Tumah at all. So Mar says, no, the Dilma may be time of Rabbi Shimon be a he. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Shimon over here, the reason why Shechita doesn't help you is Ika the Rava, Ika the Rabbi Yechanan. For different swords we had before, Rashi says, the lilim may be benekable, maybe no, maybe Hashem really holds that food that you can't give to a guy is still called a food. The reason why here is, Kedirab, Rashi says, Mishum diyein behem anas is a yad lehechshir, because the behem is not a yad to give hechshir into the aver, like Reb Yechonon, ein yad lehechshir b'chlal, there's no yad lehechshir. That's why the hechshir of the shchita doesn't help for this aver. But you have no proof to say it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. So Mura says, Elo rather li Elo my Seifa. Today is going on the Seifa. Rashi Yitmud Rabasi has Seifa the Mathis Nitma. And like this, the Lava Eiv is not going on the Eivah, because that type has a Din Tumah. It's an Eivah Minachai. Elo Rabosa is going on the meat. But it's like this, Meisra Behema. He had a piece of meat hanging off the Behema. And then the Behema died. So it says, the Mishnah says, Abosa Tzor Hechsher. The Tanakam holds his boss now is called an Eichel. It could be Mekabel Tumah, but it needs Hechsher. We have Shimon Mitar, but Shimon says, no, it's Tahor. It can't be Mekabel Tumah. Why? On Rabbi Yechonon, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon over here? On Makro, the prophet says, Mikol Oichol Asher Yochol. The Dash and Oichol Shat Yochol Achil Lacherim Kor Yochol. Food that's edible, at least to a goy, has no Yisr, Bosom and Achai, you could eat Mekabel Tumah. But Oichol Shiyat Yochol Achil Lacherim, over here, this piece of meat, since it's considered like it has an Isser of Bosom Menachai, came up when it was alive. It's also to feed it even to a guy. Therefore, in the Kori Eichel, it's not called the food. and therefore this cannot be mekabel tumas eichlin. That's why Rav Shimon says tor, meaning the basar remains tor. That's why the yevet taker is tamei, but the basar remains tor. Now the Mishnah says, ha'ever v'habasar hamadodolim b'yodim. What's going to be by a man if he has a limb or a piece of meat hanging? So tahurim, kol zman it's attached to the person's alive, it's tor, it has no tumas meis on it. Meisod, let's say the person dies, so habasar tor. The basar is tor, it's not called basar min ha'meis. It's called that it came off before the person died, and therefore it has no tumah that meat. So even metame mishameva minachai. But even though when the person dies, it's considered like the eva, the limb came off before. Okay, it's like eva minachai that has tumah. But v'yena metame mishameva minameis, but doesn't have an isra eva minameis, because we hold misa oisa nipol when he dies is like it came off before. And there's a difference between what we had before eva minachai and eva minameis. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Again, Rabbi Shimon Matar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Tor. Here, we'll have to see again exactly what Rabbi Shimon means to say it's Tor. Now, it must say this. Again, Rabbi Shimon, Monisha, was Rabbi Shimon hold over here? Was Rabbi Shimon say it's Tor? E mi says a nipple, if when the person dies, he makes nipple like it came off before he died. So, the Tamim Mishim Eva Menachai, Korpon of the Eva, should have Tom Eva Menachai. Vien mi says nipple, if the Misa does not make a nipple, it is not called like it came off before he died. So, Tamim Mishim Eva Menameis, a Korpon of the Eva, should have Tumah. So Morris says, Rabbi Shimon b'yal makoy. Rabbi Shimon is going not in this case, but all over. He's going like this, a different case. That the Kama Tanakama, Tanakama says, ha'ever metam mishum ever menachai. Menachai, this ever has tum ever menachai. Meaning when the person dies, we look as if this limb came off before he died. So it's called an ever menachai. And v'yein metam mishum ever menameis. Doesn't have tumas ever menameis. Alma, what do we see? Ever ha'meis b'yal metama. That an eva from a mace does have tumah. That's what a Tanakama holds. Even though it doesn't have any basar on it, you don't have to have the kesayas of meat, just the eva itself has tumah. On this, v'yomle Rabbi Shimon, no, eva ha-mace b'yamale metame, no, the eva of a mace without basar on it has no tumah. That's the machlekes. A regular eva min ha-mace, does it have tumah or not? Yeah. Rasha Delim Kem Yeshba Kazayas Basar. Only if it has a Kazayas Basar, it's Tamim Mishim Basar. If it doesn't have Basar on it, even though it has a Shem Eva, it has no Tumas, that's the Machlekes. Yeah. The time went like this. Omer Rebbe Lezer. Shemati heard over Sheva Min Hachai Metam. Yes, it is Tamim. Omer Rebbe Yeshua. Min Hachai Vloy Min Ameis. Only if it came off when he was alive and not after he died. The Kalva Chayma. Or ma'achai shu'tor maduch, a person is alive, that he has no tumah. His body is not tummy then. Eivra parashim eno tummy, if the limb comes off when he's alive, the limb has tumor on it. Meis, when the person dies, shu'tor, he himself is tummy. Le'kol shechem, that the eivra comes off, should also be tummy. Is it back to know? Kos of Megillus Tainus, says the Megillus Tainus, in this cipher, Megillus Tainus, pischa ziri. That it says, pischa ziri is small pesach like. She says, "Gifan Pesach Ziri, Pesach Sheni Shabir means Pesach Sheni, that you bring an ear. That's called Pesach Ziri. The Pesach was born an ear. The Lelemitzvah, you shouldn't say he has paid him then. Hor Rabba, Mashmalo Pesach Rishin, the Pesach you bring an Isin, Mashmalo Mitzvah, you do say has paid him. How could that be? El Kol Dechen, it's a Kol Shechen, that you don't say has paid him a Pesach Rishin. So Achinami Kol Dechen, you also a Kol Shechen." That if you hold an Eva min ha-meis has an Eva min ha-chai has tumah, it's a kosher, an Eva min ha-meis should also have tumah. Or Malay said, no, kach shema, this is what I heard, that it doesn't have. Or Mayika, what could be the difference now between Eva min ha-chai and Eva min ha-meis? Kizayis bosor v'etzim kisera. That could be the difference. Ha-perish mi Eva min ha-chai ika benayim. That's the difference. That from an Eva min ha-chai, it's only tummy out of the neighbor. But just the bosa by itself, just the etzim by itself, has no tumah. But an eva min ha-meis, it has tumah. The tumah belongs like this. Kizayis bosa perish from eva min ha-chai. Kizayis of meat that came off from a meis. There are eva perish min ha-chai. We have lezim metama, yes. And the chunya ben ha-kon, Rabbi Yeshua metama, says tor. Etzim kisera ha-perish from eva min ha-chai. Let's say a bone that came off from an eva min ha-chai. We have nechumya ne metama, says it's tumah. But lezim Yeshua metama. The Moshe says, "Hashtag Yaslach." When you come onto this, then Tanakam le Reb Shimon Nami, of course, it'd be a difference. Kizayis Bosor the yetzim kisari kivanel, it's also a difference. But it has a tum will also be a difference as eva min achai or eva min hames. That as eva min hames, it doesn't have this tumma. Eva min hames is only tumma, the whole eva by itself. But just the kizayis bosa sheboy, just the yetzim kisara, has no tumma. But as eva min hames, it would have the tumma. It's from the mace. So therefore, if you have the kizayis meat there by itself, that has tumma. If you have a yetzim kisara by itself, that also has tumma. Say we want this, but what we said before in the Shimon, that's still true. The Shimon holds that only an Eva min Achai has Tumma, not an Eva min Ameis. An Eva min Ameis has no Tumma according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. So, that's back of the Yemes, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, the last part of the Gemara just goes to explain the Mishnah, that what's the difference between Eva min Achai and Eva min Ameis? This is the difference. Or the Kizayas Bosser Shiboy, or the Yasim Kisara by itself. We'll continue on the other side. So, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.